all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
You know, Michelle, something I've seen so often in my own work are women who have real trouble trying to understand what healthy weight gain looks like during pregnancy, and they really stress about it and getting in all kinds of trouble.
Pam, I got my own story.
Of myths. Do you really? Oh my gosh.
67 pounds I gained. 67 pounds I gained
Not
with my daughter.
You.
Yeah.
Oh God. You know.
Yes, I did.
And
so I'm
what
so
do they say out there?
Well,
you know, they say 25 pounds and then this and so we have with us a wonderful expert who's going to help us understand how to maintain a healthy weight during pregnancy. This is Nora Saul, who is a registered dietitian, a master's level nutrition expert, who's a nutrition manager and contributing editor at the Joslin Diabetes Center. She has more than 20 years experience in the field of nutrition and diabetes care. So, welcome to Her Radio. Thanks so much for being with us and help us answer this question. Why do you need to gain weight in pregnancy, and how much, for crying out loud?
Okay, well, Michelle and Pam, I'm so happy to be here and to talking to you and all our listeners today. And so to get right to the question, it's very important to gain weight during pregnancy for both yourself and the baby. The baby itself in normal pregnancy is going to gain 7 to 8 pounds. You need extra weight, 2 pounds for your breasts. Your uterus needs to enlarge. That's another 2 pounds. You need weight for the placenta. That's the organ that delivers food from you to the baby. And that's about another 1.5 pounds for your blood volume to increase 3 to 4 pounds, fluid volume. And you also need some fat stores, which is about 6 to 8 pounds.
So Nora, when I said I gained 65, it was really 57. But I'm sure your mouth dropped to the floor when I said that. But you know, my daughter was overdue by 3.5 weeks too, which also added a lot of weight. But what is the appropriate amount of weight to gain?
Well, according to the Institute of Medicine, if you're of normal weight, if you're starting your pregnancy with a BMI of somewhere between 18.5 to 24.9 or 25, you should gain about 25 to 35 pounds for the whole pregnancy. And if you're underweight with a BMI of less than 18, you want to gain about 28 to 40 pounds. And if you recall, BMI really is a measure of your body weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters squared. So someone who was, let's say, 5'6 and only weighed 90 pounds, you're looking at someone gaining 40 pounds. But if you were 5'6...
But you're looking right now at women out there, Nora, the mass majority of which who are overweight to start with, if not obese. So if you take a woman who is obese, let's just say she already has a baseline of 50 pounds on board, above her, you know, ideal body weight, how do you then counsel her?
So for those people who are obese, we're still looking for them to gain weight. It's important to gain weight in order to prevent having a baby who's too small for gestational age or to have a baby preterm to deliver early. And we're talking about 11 to 20 pounds.
Okay,
so it's 11 to 20.
They're still going to do that.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're tracked for that.
Yes, you still want to gain some weight to remain healthy and for the baby to be healthy. There is some controversy. Some physicians feel that much weight isn't necessary for women who are obese, but the Institute of Medicine does recommend that women who are obese still gain an adequate amount of weight from 11 to 20 pounds. So 11 pounds would be considered reasonable for someone who was obese.
So what happens, Nora, if someone gains too little weight or too much weight?
Well, the problem with either inadequate or excessive weight gain is in some ways the same thing. Sometimes when women gain too little weight, then the baby can be born prematurely, or it can be born small for gestational age. And that can have some consequences later, initially and later on for the baby. In addition, if a woman gains too much weight during pregnancy, some of the same things happen. The baby is large for gestational age. And that later on can cause some problems in some of these infants that are very large at birth, have problems with weight gain. They have excessive weight gain as children, as an adult. And it can lead to something such as type 2 diabetes later on.
So my daughter was 9 pounds, 6 ounces. Would that be considered a large baby?
Well, to tell you the truth, in terms of on average these days, no. But in terms of a medical decision, yes, that's above the 7 to 8 pounds that's considered sort of ideal.
Right, because she does face that weight, the weight issue. So it's so interesting that you would say that, because, you know, she was 3.5 pounds, 3.5 weeks overdue. So, of course, a lot of that weight was gained in the last, you know, few weeks. But still, it has caused her to have a weight issue when she was younger and even today. So it's interesting you should say that. So what should we do to eat healthy during pregnancy? And what do we need in the way of calories and protein and calcium?
Certainly. So that old maxim, you're eating for two, we definitely have to get rid of it. Really, the needs for pregnancy in the first trimester are very low, an extra 100 calories. Once you get into the second and third trimester, we're talking about an extra 300 calories. And we look at that, that's the amount of food in half a bagel and a glass of milk. Okay, that's your extra calories. And you need 20 grams.
That is amazing, Nora. Nora,
isn't that little?
No, I mean, seriously, I want all the Her listeners out there, girlfriends, put down the Ben and Jerry's, honey, because that is 700 to 900 calories in that little pint, and don't be giving me this I'm eating for two thing. You're hearing it from, you know, the mount here. This is Nora Saul, who is the nutrition manager, contributing editor at the Joslin Diabetes Center, a registered dietitian, and she knows what she's talking about. So it's only 100 extra calories in the beginning, and then 300 after that. That is a mind blower, because I think that there's just been myths flying everywhere about this, haven't there, Nora?
Oh, definitely. People think, you know, that they can, it's a license to sort of eat whatever you want, and certainly during pregnancy.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah. And a lot of women.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened to me. It was a license to have that pint of ice cream every night. Go ahead, Nora.
Yeah, someone turned the green light on, and man, she was just like racing through that intersection.
Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. So it isn't that you can't have anything that you want, but in general, you should focus, people who are pregnant, should focus on the healthy things, which are lean proteins, so that would be lean meat, poultry, fish, eggs, low-fat cheeses, the vegetarian proteins, beans, tofu, nuts, lots of vegetables.
What you're talking about is just eating healthy, girlfriend. You've heard this before from us.
Oh,
Michelle and I rant and rave at every single
always.
Show. So important. So now we know how better to maintain a healthy weight during pregnancy, thanks to Nora Saul, nutrition manager, contributing editor at the Joslin Diabetes Center. Nora, thank you so very much for being on Her Radio with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, don't forget, put down the Ben and Jerry's, please. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.